This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The next time you hear somebody complain they're working too hard, you just go ahead and tell them to shush. The Labor Department is out with a new study that shows people who claim to work 40 hours a week are actually clocking in at 37. Yes, completely respectable, absolutely. But the thing is, back in 1930, John Maynard Keynes predicted we'd all be working 15 hours a week by now, 1-5, that gains in productivity and technology would give us more leisure time than we knew what to do with. John Quiggin is an economist at Queensland University in Brisbane, Australia, and he's got a new piece out explaining why we're not there yet, that 15 hours a week. Professor, good to have you with us.
Good to be talking to you.
So why aren't we at 15 hours every week yet? I mean, I could use that.
Well, it's a good question. For most of the 19th and 20th century, a lot of the progress in terms of improved productivity was taken in the form of increased leisure. People were working incredibly long hours in the 19th century. That got cut back and cut back. But starting with the US and proceeding elsewhere, for full-time workers, really that decline in working hours stopped around 1970, and for many workers, it's actually been increasing.
Keynes wasn't making this number up, was he? I mean, there were actually formulas that he said, well, if our productivity increases by this much, we'll be eight times as well off and all this. I mean, this is actually quantifiable.
That's right. And Keynes sort of thought with reasonable technological progress, we could reach the 15-hour week or its equivalent by now. The problem really is we're not moving that direction at all. We're taking the increased productivity in the form of more consumption.
Right. That's actually a good point. We are consuming at a rate that there's no way we could work 15 hours and have the consumption and the lifestyle we do.
That's right. We're essentially, consumption levels have risen quite a lot. And for the employed section of the workforce, we really haven't seen any more progress or very little progress in the past 30 or 40 years to increase leisure, even though, of course, material living standards have improved very substantially.
I wonder, though, if it's not possible that we are, in fact, being more productive with technology, but we're also wasting more time.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it turns out that a lot of the things that are most valuable really didn't come from hard work aimed at making money. For example, if you look at the internet, it really, especially in its early stages, arose because university professors like to chat to each other. That was really the core of the internet. You know, it wasn't sort of driven by the thought that you can make spectacular sums of money.
So here's the acid test, and I'll ask you the question, and then I'll give you my answer, if you like, after you fess up first. Mm. But would you, if you won the Australian lottery, would you quit your job?
No. So I guess, but on the other hand, I have a job that really isn't very distinct from what I do otherwise. I'm a researcher. I like writing my blog, and I like researching. Some of it I get paid for, and some of it not, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes my wife crazy, but I would keep my job if I won the lottery.
That's true. I think if all jobs were like that, then it wouldn't be such an issue. But, of course, if you're driven by money, you end up doing jobs you don't like.
Yeah. John Quiggin is a professor of economics at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia. He's written an article recently about Keynes and his 15-hour work week. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.